Okay, you're all set.
Want to stand here?
Yeah.
We now have a quorum. Any alternates can come forward to sign in. Good afternoon, everybody. The meeting will now be called into session. Typically, as the temporary, pro temporary chair, holder of the chair, I would ask Dave to come up and serve as parliamentarian. But today I'm going to be brave and I'm going to do this on my own, so you can take a seat. And what everyone doesn't know is usually Dave is standing here next to me and he's feeding me words and I'm just saying it because I don't have to think of anything, because once he's here by me, I'm good. But I'm going to fly solo today. As a QC alum, I will fly solo under your leadership. So I'd like to call this meeting to order, and I would like to start with the Elections Committee report of elections. Before we start, there are a few edits that need to be made. Under the Department of Art, the delegate is Catherine? Catherine Weinstein, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, and the alternate is Sin Ying Ho, S-I-N hyphen Y-I-N-G-H-O. Under Classical, Middle Eastern, and Asian Languages and Cultures, we will eliminate Si Yang Yan Ko and replace the delegate with Ji Young Kim, J-I-Y-O-U-N-G-K-I-M. And then the final edit is with the Graduate of Library and Information Studies, the two positions, delegate Roberta Brody, and the alternate Shuheng Wu, S-H-U-H-E-N-G, WU. I'd like to request that the report be accepted as amended. Pardon? Move unanimous consent. You see, I still need them. I move unanimous consent. Okay, so moved. Thank you. The next order is the holder of the chair. And I'd like to open the floor nominations for holder of the chair.
It is my pleasure to nominate Manuel Sanudo.
Second? Japanese second? We have about 4 or 5 seconds. Okay, any other positions? Any other nominations? Seeing that there are none, I request that it be accepted and welcome our new or our newly appointed, reappointed holder of the chair, Manny Sanudo.
First of all, I want to say a few words. Thank you very much. This is a real honor to have been now elected 4 times as the chair of the Senate. I really appreciate the trust you have put in me. You know, you might ask me, do I have any secrets as to what, you know, I've done and accomplished these 4 elections? Well, I can honestly tell you, other than my Warren G. Harding good looks, I do not have any secrets. The only thing I can say is I try to surround myself with very, very competent people. And I want to, within the first 100 seconds of my 4th term, I want to bring those competent people around me again. And I'd like to appoint Dave Fields as the parliamentarian. I would just say a few words. Dave has been with the Senate 46 years. I've been with the Senate 32, so he's obviously my senior. But I can honestly say it has been a pleasure during my 32 years with the Senate to have worked with Dave. We didn't always see eye to eye, but as Joel Mandelbaum pointed out before, that doesn't matter. The important thing is the Senate. And I can tell you, in all the years I've been here with Dave, the Senate was always number one. And for that, I really thank him. As I said, I try to surround myself with very competent people. The other person that has been with me now the 3 years, and I really don't think I could have done what I had to do without this person being by my side. Well, hey, she's sitting in front of me now, but the blood and guts of the Senate, Phyllis D'Alessio. The other thing that happens, too, is people have asked me again. They said, well, how does it happen that you have all the time unanimous consent? And I would say, oh, it's very, very simple. Whenever I scratch my nose like this, that's the secret signal that either Phyllis or Dave would flash a sign and say, unanimous consent, unanimous consent, unanimous consent. That's what I would say. The honest truth is that we get unanimous consent because of the excellent work our committees do. The committees bring forth these nominations a lot of times. They bring forth curriculum. They bring forth all the issues. We really have a great team on the committees, and when they come forth with these nominations, it a lot of times, hey, it's unanimous consent because they have done their jobs. They're the lifeblood of the Senate, and for that, I congratulate them. The other area, too, about 2 weeks ago, I was at a conference, the University Faculty Senate, and that conference talked about shared governance. One of the speakers on the panel was our own President Matos. And one of the points he was making there, and I'm just going to reiterate it, this whole concept of shared governance, shared faculty governance, shared student governance, shared administration, it's not easy. It takes a lot of work. The idea of shared governance, for instance, two meetings ago, we brought forth and it was passed charter changes, bylaw changes. Those changes had taken us 11 months, and that was fast to get that passed. It's this give and take, back and forth. It's always part of this, and that's the way the government runs. I know at that conference they talked about people coming from the business world. You're a real estate mogul. You make the decision, everybody follows it. That's not the way it's done in academia. I never worked in real estate, but I have worked in academia, and I've seen it is a slow process, but it is a process that is very effective. And I look forward in this last year of working again with the administration, because it's hand in hand. Together, we have to achieve. Is it slow? Is it fast? It's getting the job done, and that's the most important part. So I look forward again, as I said, to working with the Queen's College administration. The last thank you, I'm reserving it. Hey, and there it is, the senators. You guys come here every day, once a month. Twice a month? Well, this particular month, yes, you came twice. So you come here, your votes are what keep this body moving. And again, I refer to some of the speakers. We have a unique system where the faculty and the students cooperate, and that cooperation comes right here in the Dave Fields Lecture Hall. So that's where we want to come together and deliver our legislation. Senators, I thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is the deputy holder of the chair. Do we have any nominations for the deputy?
Japanese Singh Student Association President. I'd like to nominate Jennifer Fernandez for deputy holder of the chair.
Do we have any other nominations? All right, seeing none then, Secretary will cast one vote for Jennifer Fernandez.
Hello, everyone. So as a Queen's College student, I actually wanted to say a few words. Recently today, this room has been named after our parliamentarian, Dave Fields. And as a Queen's College student, I have to be extremely proud because you have been one of the persons that I have been able to learn a lot from. I have learned my policies and procedures from you from way back when I started as a student at Kingsborough Community College. And it is so great to see that the work that you guys have done many years ago continues on today, and we have a very, very unique Senate where students represent a good voice. And it's coming from a Kingsborough Community College alum, which I love, but this is an amazing place, and it is a great honor to know that your name is on in this lecture hall. And as a deputy chair, it's an amazing thing, and congratulations again.
Okay, further nominations. The Secretary of the Senate.
I'd like to nominate Yana Zing for Secretary of the Academic Senate.
Okay, Yan Zing.
Yana.
Yan.
Yeah.
Any further nominations? Okay, seeing none then, Secretary will cast one vote for Yang Singh, Secretary. The next area, the Executive Committee, we have five more positions for faculty. Let's do faculty first.
For the other faculty seats on the executive committee, Anne Azzolini, Roberta Brody, Isabella Toller, and Christopher Wagner.
Okay, we have one more opening.
Yes, I nominate Alan Ludman.
Any further nominations? There are five openings. We have five candidates. Okay, seeing no further nominations, then Secretary will cast one vote for each of the five candidates. And the last position then on the executive committee is a student position.
I'd like to nominate Rea Al-Sahid for that last spot.
All right, Dave, I'll give you the signal, unanimous consent, right? Flash it. Any further nominations? Japney, repeat it for us again. Okay. No further nominations. Well, I cast one vote for the secretary. I'll cast one vote for Rea Al-Adi. Okay. The next item on the agenda, 2E, the nominating committee. Do we have any nominations for the first faculty seat, social science? None. Okay. We'll carry this over then to the September meeting. Education. All right, I'd like to nominate Marion Fish from the Education Division. Any further nominations for education? Marion Fish is elected. Next one is the at-large position. I'd like to nominate Patricia Velasco, also from education, but this is an at-large position. Any further nominations? Seeing none, Secretary will cast one vote for Patricia Velasco. And finally, the math and natural science seat. No nominations? Okay, we'll carry this over to September. Students. There are three open seats for students. Let's start out with education.
I'd like to nominate Gabrielle Jean Lewis.
Any further nominations for the education seat? Okay, seeing none, Gabrielle is elected. The arts and humanities seat.
I'd like to nominate Joseph. I'm going to spell his last name because I don't know how to say it. It's T-I-N-I-Z-H-A-N-A-Y. Sorry, bro.
Any further nominations? All right, seeing none, Secretary will cast one vote for Joseph T. And the final seat is the social science seat.
I'd like to nominate Haseeb Iqbal for that seat.
Any further nominations? Okay, seeing none, then the Secretary will cast one vote for Hafiz. That's it, I guess. No, there is no new business. So all I can say is I look forward to seeing you in the fall. And again, thank you very much. Then it is adjourned. That's it. Before it was